Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make room for you. I was wondering if I could take you out. You a good time. Right. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
welcome to the show. Thank you for listening in to the show. You're listening live to the new 2012 Internet Radio Show. Now I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Thank you guys for listening to the show, those that are listening via cell phone and those that are listening via the Internet. If you are on the Internet and you're online and on my show page, right there in the center of the show page, pretty much you'll see an icon there that says follow the show. Click on that icon and it'll take you in. It'll ask you if you want to be notified by email or notified by mobile device. And you can set that up, and whenever I have a show or an episode set up, that'll come to your email or it'll come to your mobile device and warn you that I have a show coming up about a half hour or so before the show starts. That way you won't miss an episode if you don't want to. So do that for me. Also, if you are on my show page, if you look to the bottom right-hand corner, you'll see a box there that says messages. Those messages come to me. So if you want to send me a message about whatever you want, if you like the show, don't like the show, something you want to hear on the show, someone you want to hear on the show, or what have you, type in there, send me a message, and I'll get it, and I'll try to grant your wishes. Now, again, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Have a great show set up for you this afternoon, this evening, or what have you. And so sit back, hold on to your chair, strap your seatbelt in, put on your helmets or whatever you want to call it, because I have a great show for you tonight. Now, our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call Certified Public Accountant Laura Freeman Williams. You can call her at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. For all your tax and accounting needs, give her a call. That's our sponsor, Laura Williams at CPAOnDuty.com. Go there. All right. Now, the show is being promoted on Twitter and on Facebook. If you're on Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter at 82. Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at, it's the number 882 Astros Alumni. Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. Go there and you can follow me on Twitter. There are show notes that I post on Twitter daily for my episodes. Also on Facebook, if you have a Facebook account, when you get on your Facebook page, go to the top and type in my name in the search box. Type in Franklin Williams, and I should come up there and just send me a friend request, and I will confirm you as a friend, and that way you'll get all my show notes on Facebook as well. That way you won't miss an episode if you don't want to, okay? Either way, Twitter or Facebook. Now, I have a great show set up for you today. The title of the show today, guys, is called The Rape of America. That's right, R-A-P-E, The Rape of America. Now, I've been talking about this with different people at different times, but we're going to get into it a little bit this evening. So if you want to call in and weigh in on the show, call-in number is 818-301-5834. Lock that in, 818-301-5834. Now, tomorrow, on Friday is Free Fall Friday. So on tomorrow, you guys can call into the show. You can talk about whatever you want, whatever topic you want, whoever you want, whatever. And on tomorrow, all lines will be open so you can call in with no problems. Even if you just want to call in and say hello to me, that's fine, you know, as well. I like that. And I do appreciate that as well. And I do appreciate you guys for listening to the show, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be doing this show every day. Okay? Now, today's topic, the rape of America. Now, the reason I wanted to do this show was two things. I'm getting so hung up on a lot of the media talking about Obama and President Obama and how he's not, you know, doing this or he's not doing that. And so that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this rape of America. Also, another reason I wanted to talk about the rape of America because of our kids. Our kids possibly, and maybe not our kids, but our grandkids probably grow up in a country that's been raped, like, you know, like the title says, been raped of. We haven't been raped of all the natural resources. We still have abundant natural resources out there that haven't been tapped into. But I think that's gonna get, you know, tapped into soon. But you know, the natural resources and the opportunity, the opportunities for business and the opportunity to make money in the stock market, all that's gonna be pretty dry for our grandkids. Now, the reason I say that is because the rape of America has been happening for years, not just in the last 10 years, not just in the last 20 years, not just in the last 30 years, but even a bunch of years prior to that. The men of and I'm not just gonna I'm not just gonna categorize it to one race of people. It's pretty much, you know, all races of people now, especially now, have gotten into the game and they've figured out how to rape the country as far as money and crime, all this kind of stuff that's happening in America. You take the Medicare system, the healthcare system, and then you go to the financial system, and then you go to the state governments and the city governments, and even your county governments. I mean, all these people are sitting in these spots, and they are in control of millions of dollars. And because of that, they take some of those millions of dollars and put them to their own personal use. They steal money, or they're stealing some type of services. Now, I know of one incident where a state employee that's making, you know, $180,000 a year one state employee has two state vehicles that they drive every day, they're allowed to drive it. They're allowed to gas it up. They got expenses on that car, everything. So they don't even have to go out and buy a car or have a car note or whatever. But on $180,000 salary, annual salary, you shouldn't need a company vehicle. I don't know why you should need a company vehicle on that type of salary. Or what do you do in order to get a company vehicle in that position? I don't know. But you know, to me, I think that's a waste. Now, some of the, as you know, some of the corporate, the corporate dogs, some of the corporate dogs, these big CEOs of some of these companies like Delta and a lot of these other big companies that where the CEO of Delta at the end of the year has bonuses of a few million dollars. Now, if they take those few million dollars, and I know they got a lot of employees, but instead of taking that money out of the company and the company's doing so bad, I mean, why take that kind of money out of the company as a bonus? You're CEO of that company, and you take a couple of million dollars out of that company as a bonus every year, and the company had to file bankruptcy. Something isn't right there. These guys that are in the stock market, these guys that are on Wall Street, they call them white collar crime workers. Now these guys are up there; they're taking yours and my money, playing with it every day in the stock market, and they're making money from our money. If you get that, I'm going to say it one more time. They're making money from our money. The 401k that you have at work, all that money is being invested in different areas every day. It's being played with, tossed around every day. And as they toss it around, they pull money. They get profits from that. And they've been getting huge profits. Now, something else that was coming down was when Obama came into office, that's something he looked at. He started to look at these Wall Street junkies. Why these guys are so jumping so hard to be a part of Wall Street, making all this money, quarter million, half million, $1 million or more every year. And they're pulling bonuses from these companies, and they're making all this money from investing money. Now he's been looking at Wall Street, and the reason that a lot of the media, a lot of these radio talk show hosts, are, you know, I'm not a radio talk show host. I am a radio talk show host, but not a radio talk show host. I'm just a host. I'm a host of a show online, on the internet. I don't call myself a radio show host, radio talk show host. I'm just me. Anyway, I don't know how I got off into that. But Obama has been trying to pull some of the reins in on some of these guys, starting to look into what they're doing, starting to try to figure out why the market's so bad, why the market's falling so much. Even, you know, and he saved a lot of these guys' butts. A lot of these guys would be locked up in jail right now if it wasn't for Obama stepping in and doing some of the things that he's done, changing some of the things that he's changed. Now, the reason that the media don't like it is because a lot of those guys are making millions of dollars a year, and they, you know, they want to keep it business as usual. They want to keep it all business as usual because that's how they made their living. That's how they've made their millions of dollars. Now they get worried when Obama comes in and want to change things up, trying to help middle class America. Middle class America is the biggest class out of all three classes. I guess you say three classes. I guess there's a high class, a middle class, and a lower class. I mean, I guess that's it. But the middle class is the biggest class of people in America. So if you get the middle class to rolling and pumping and with a lot of fire and with a lot of energy, that'll get the economy going and going and going. But if you want to hold down the country, you break down middle America, and that's what has happened to the United States. That's when the recession came in, that's exactly what happened to the United States. The people, the middle class, were the ones that were affected the most with the meltdown in America a couple of years ago. If you remember, even with the housing market, now I was in the real estate field when everything came to a head and just blew apart. And before everything came to a head and blew apart, everybody was making money. They were making huge money off refinances and new loans on homes, because on refinances the rate was going down and down and down, so people were refinancing like crazy. So you make money on refinancing, and even when you make money on refinancing, you didn't have to do as much work as with a new loan. So it was easy money and it was fast money. And then at the same time with a new mortgage, there weren't all these rules in place that they are now. Now there are rules in place saying that if you're self-employed, you got to show all these different documents. You got to have all this different documentation when you're self-employed. Where before the housing market fell, if you were self-employed, you could just put on there, hey, I make $70,000 a year. Well, I make $100,000 a year from my business with no documentation. And they'd accept that, and they'd give you that loan for that home, that $300,000 home, where you got a $28,000 to $3,000 a month mortgage on it, and you didn't put any money down. They were giving 100% loans. You didn't even have to come up with money to put down on your property. So you had no vested interest in that property when you went in there, but you were still able to go in there, and you had a home where you done overstated your income, so you didn't have that, you weren't making that much money, and you knew it. People knew that things weren't there, but you know, like they say, the old saying goes, trying to keep up with the Joneses. Why would you go into a $300,000 house knowing in your head that you could only afford $150,000 to a $200,000 home? I mean, that's just mind-blowing to me. But I've seen people that's purchased these homes, nice homes now. I don't take that away from them. It's an awesome house. But when you go inside, there's no furniture in a few rooms, there aren't any window treatments, on the windows. All they were doing is they're paying that mortgage every month and struggling to pay that mortgage every month. But when you struggle to pay a mortgage every month, you struggle in all other areas. You're going to struggle in all other areas. And that's exactly what happened to the housing market. You had refinances and new mortgages, mostly new mortgages that didn't really have a lot of rules in place, where you had to show all this documentation where they can make sure that you were able to afford this home. But now they got these rules in place, so now you know people can't qualify for some of these big homes. That's why you see a lot of them sitting there empty. And even now, a guy like I listen to Clark Howard a lot. Yeah, I like Clark Howard says, and now that the, you know, supposedly the recession is over and the middle class starting to ramp back up, now you're going to see the higher class people, the people with the big homes and, you know, supposedly making a lot of money. Now these guys are going to start to fall. Now you're going to see these half-million-dollar, million-dollar, multi-million-dollar homes that are going to be going off, you know, into oblivion, just like it happened in the middle class. They're going to start foreclosing on some of the bigger homes. It's exactly what's going to happen, guys. That's because America has been raped. The country has been raped. Medicare system has been raped. Doctors that are filing false Medicare claims. I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars a year in false claims out there that are being given out by Medicare, by the government. And, you know, before, they didn't have any systems in place to try to target, you know, the bad part of Medicare. They didn't have the systems in place. So if you were a doctor, you could your patients, you'd be able to file Medicare claims, and a lot of people were grabbing these patients that were able to get Medicare. They grab a hold of those patients, file these Medicare claims, and get this money and for nothing, for no work done. I know you've seen some of the people on TV that have gone to jail, all these doctor's offices that have been shut down because they, you know, Medicare fraud. They've been getting thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars from Medicare. And that's just right here in Georgia, right here in Atlanta. You go all around Georgia, then you got to go all around South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, Florida, Alabama, Texas, Louisiana. All these places you got to go, and there's Medicare fraud in every state, in every city, all over the United States. That's a lot of money. And that's part of the money, where the money, you know, they just raping the system. And if you know what the word rape means, is to take. They just been taking money through the system for all these years. And I'm going to get off my box now. I got about a minute left in the show. I appreciate you guys listening in to the show. Thank you for listening in. I do appreciate it, guys. And remember tomorrow to call in tomorrow to the show. It's Free Fall Friday. All lines will be open. You can talk about whatever you want to. I did it today. You can talk about it tomorrow. Whatever you want to. Call in to the show. 818-301-5834. Tomorrow's Friday, guys. And it's going to be a great Friday. I'm going to be out all next week. I'm not going to be on the show any next week. I'm going to take my family on vacation. I'll be gone all next week. So I do appreciate you guys. See you tomorrow in about 23 and a half hours. Love you guys. Take care.
Sorry for the times that I left you home. I was on the road and you were alone. I'm sorry for the times that I had to go. I'm sorry for the fact that I did not know that you were sitting home just wishing we could go back to when it was just you and me. I'm sorry for the times I would neglect. I'm sorry for the times.